While the credits rolled, I mentally composed my movie review for the New York Times. A pithy one-liner to start with, I decided, with the serious criticism to follow. The house lights went on abruptly, and my daydream vaporized. "We better get going, Jim," my mother said. "Daddy will be waiting." As we filed out of the auditorium, she paused to check her reflection in the lobby's mirrored walls. "You look fantastic, Mom," I told her, trying to hurry us outside. Really, I just wanted to get away from my own reflection. I was 14, and so far it wasn't going too well. Mom fluffed her dome of frosted hair. The Minnesota afternoon summer heat was intense, and I wondered what Dad might be making for dinner in this weather. Some kind of salad? Whatever he was preparing, I looked forward to it. The jumbo box of popcorn we'd polished off during the movie, notwithstanding. When you move as often as we did back then, family is the only real home you've got, the only element that isn't constantly changing. For instance, Dad could be counted on to be in his favorite room when we got back. The Carriage House Estates apartment had a galley kitchen furnished only with a cracked Formica countertop and a broken freezer, but he needed no fancy accoutrements to rustle up an elaborate meal. He wasn't always in town. He traveled for work, but I loved it when he was. I pictured how his sleeves would be rolled up, his forearms revealing faded tattoos from his Navy days. Scotch and soda on a coaster, the drone of ABC's Wide World of Sports in the background. I imagined the preoccupied smile he'd give us when we came in. Mom and I waded through the heat, searching for our station wagon in the parking lot. She might have stepped right out of the movie we'd just seen, Fun with Dick and Jane. So strongly did she resemble Jane Fonda's slim and glamorous character. The son in the movie was about my age, too, with sandy hair like mine, nerdy like me as well. He had a role at the beginning, but then it was as if everyone forgot about him. She peered over the rims of her sunglasses. "Honey, I'm not seeing the car anywhere." "Because all the cars look identical," I pointed out. "If it had been up to me, we would have gone to the Art House Cinema near downtown Minneapolis, but that would have necessitated a freeway trip." And my mom viewed the prospect of driving in the fast lane the way most people would view leaning out the open door of a cargo plane at 39,000 feet. So that was out. Of course, I could have taken the bus downtown myself, but it never would have occurred to me to break our standing date. "Found it, Mom?" She cautiously piloted us out of the parking lot, the air barely stirring inside the car. "I thought that was pretty good for a regular movie," I said. By regular, I meant not like the serious ones I preferred, such as Taxi Driver or Rosemary's Baby. This one had been a satire. It was about an all-American couple who lose everything when the husband gets fired, and to make ends meet, they go on a spree of robberies. I liked that they got away with it in the end. Did you? I thought they made a very handsome couple, but she pursed her lips into a moo of disapproval. "Honestly, I found it a little depressing. I didn't expect it to be so much about unemployment." "Well, but that's real life." "You don't go to movies to see real life," she retorted, peering anxiously over the dashboard before making a very wide turn.